and is looking forward to that glorious day when the Lord's going to usher us up out of this place. Amen. If you're able today, stand with me as we get ready to turn to the word of the Lord. I'm going to ask my beautiful wife if she'd come up here real quick and receive this gift from me for her birthday. I'm just kidding. This gift is from everyone in the church. God bless you. Amen. Happy birthday, Mother Serena. Yeah, the Catholic Church has their Mother Teresa. We got our Mother Serena. Amen. And we love her. We appreciate her. Happy birthday to you today. And we appreciate you so much. Amen. I want to preach something that's on my heart today. As it is customary, and as we did on Mother's Day, of course, the preaching of God's Word always applies to everyone. But you ladies may have to excuse me if you hear me referencing our men a few times during this sermon. After all, it is Father's Day, right? And how many know we need strong fathers? How many know we need men of God? How many know we need men to be men and not women? We need men to be men today, and we need strong fathers in the church today. If you're thankful for our fathers, would you give the Lord a hand clap of praise that God has blessed you? Wonderful fathers in this church today. Amen. I may seem a little goofy in my preaching today. Sometimes I get that way from time to time, Brother Joe. And it's just my nature. And today I want to turn your attention to the book of 1 Peter. How many know there's a lot that we can glean from the Apostle Peter? I want to turn your attention today to the book of 1 Peter, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. We're going to read verse 12, verse 13, and verse 14. I'm sorry, I cut you one verse short there. I don't know if you have time to add that very quickly, but we will be reading verse 12, verse 13, and verse 14. You can shout yes when you get there. Amen. As we get ready to read the word of the Lord out of the heart of the apostle, amen, he pens these precious words. He says, beloved, everybody say beloved. How many know you are all the beloved of God today? Every last one of you. He gave his life for you, that you might have life, have it more abundantly. You are the beloved of God today. And Peter tells you, he says, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. Verse 13, he says, but go ahead and rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, Peter said, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. He is glorified. God wants us to be strong today. God wants us to be durable today. But yet he wants us to have elasticity and resilience in our walk with him. I want to say happy Father's Day one last time. It's the last time you're going to hear me say it today. Happy Father's Day to all of our fathers all over this place today. I pray God's blessings and God's speed upon you today. And for the next few moments, I want to preach to you on this simple little topic. the rubber band. The rubber band. Amen. If you would help me all over this house by clapping your hands unto the Lord and giving him praise and adoration. Come on, let's put our hands together. Give glory unto the Lord today. If you're thankful for his goodness, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Amen. The rubber band. I can almost hear your thoughts. What in the world is he talking about today? The rubber band. Amen. I want to preach to you what the Lord has placed on my heart today. You know, some years ago, I'm not going to tell my age, but some years ago when I first got out of college, I took a job right up the street at a place called NSK Corporation. I was one of the early employees in that Japanese-owned company when they first came to the great big then town of Franklin. Right, it was not a very big town, but I took a job at NSK Corporation. It was a bearing manufacturing plant right up the street here in Franklin, Indiana. And it was there in NSK Corporation I ran a lathe. I ran a lathe in the machining department. And the next department on the assembly line that I was in fact, when I took a job in this company, by the time I left, the whole building was full of assembly lines, but whenever I entered that building, there was only one assembly line in the whole entire building, and the rest of the building was vacant. But I took a job in there in this bearing manufacturing plant in the machining department, and there I ran a lathe, and we would load pieces of cast iron out of a hopper into a machine, and it would enter into an assembly line, and the first step was the machining department, and the next step was called heat treat. And it was there in the heat treat department that the steel went through a refining process. It was there. I stood many times, Brother Jacob, and I watched those steel bearings heat up red hot behind the glass of that machine as they heated up the steel, and the steel would be heated up to a very high temperature until it would be glowing red, and then all of a sudden they would dump all of this liquid right on the bearing as it was smoking hot and steam would come off, Brother Tommy, and they called it the quenching process. So the steel would be heated up to a high temperature, to glowing red in appearance, and then all of a sudden it would be quenched. And this process would make the steel stronger. This process would make the steel more durable. So we can see that in order to make the steel stronger and in order to make the steel more durable, it had to go through some extreme heat or fire, if you will. Amen. Fire, if you will. I'm sure that most of you have heard that old saying that says gold isn't really gold until it's been tried in the fire. Anybody ever heard that old saying? Gold isn't really gold until it's been through the fire. Why? Because there are a bunch of impurities in that gold until it is heated to a certain level. And when it gets heated to a certain level, Brother Bo, the fire begins to remove the impurities that are in the gold. Amen. So we can see that in order to make the steel stronger, in order to make the steel more durable, it had to go through some extreme heat or fire. For fire brings out the quality in things, and fire brings out the quality in people also. Can I get an amen? Nobody wants to hear you got to go through the fire. But fire doesn't just bring out the quality in things. Fire brings out the quality in people. Amen. And sometimes we got to go through the fire. Fire brings out the quality in things. So what makes a man strong and durable? He has to learn to endure hardships as a good soldier in Christ Jesus. The Apostle Peter told us in our text that we're taking today that to not be disheartened when we face fiery trials in our lives, because what the Lord is doing in us is He is producing strength within us. What the Lord is doing is He is refining us. What the Lord is doing, He's making us more durable than we were before. Trials, in all actuality, test our faith. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, trials will test your faith. Because trials will absolutely test your faith. Amen. And a man's faith has to be tried in order for him to see what he is made of. Amen. And one of the best ways to find out what a man is made of is through fiery trials. Many have gone astray. Many have gone away. Many have thrown in the towel. Everything is great when you got goosebumps and life is all good and there's money in the bank and everything's going the way you want it to go. But can I tell you today, there's coming a fiery trial your way. There's coming some circumstances your way that's going to find out what you're really made of. And every man's work is going to be tried by fire, and every man's work is going to have the impurities burned up through the fiery trials that we must go through. The Apostle Peter told us, don't be disheartened when you got to go through these fiery trials, because they are producing strength. They are producing durability within us. Every man's faith must be tried by fire. And not only is our faith tried to make sure that it's strong, but it must also have elasticity. Amen. We got to be able to bounce back. Somebody turn to your neighbor today and say, you got to bounce back. Come on, somebody. Can I tell you, you're going to go through some stuff. Can I tell you, the enemy's going to come with all of the forces of hell. Can I tell you, it's not always going to be roses and cherries on a mountaintop, but sometimes you're going to find yourself down in a valley. Sometimes you're going to find yourself going through some stuff. And it's then, in the heat of the battle, you're going to find out what you're made of. You're going to find out how much you love the Lord today. You're going to find out how much you love Him. Because every man's work has to be tried by fire. And we got to learn to have some elasticity in our life. We got to be able to bounce back from the things that we go through. Our faith must have the ability to spring back to its original condition, even after it has been stretched, or even after it has been tested. Amen. And it has been stretched. Can I tell somebody today, your faith needs to have the elasticity of a rubber band today. You got to have the ability to bounce back from some stuff today. Can I tell you, it's inevitable that the storms of life are going to come. Can I tell you, the forces of hell are going to come against you, and you must have some elasticity in your rubber, in your life today. You must be as a rubber band. You need to be able to love even though you've been hurt. Ouch. You need to be able to trust even though you've been disappointed. Ouch. Come on. You need to be able to understand today that what you have been through does not have to define who you are, but the way you respond. Whether you bounce back, whether you're strong, whether you're durable, whether you're willing to throw in the towel, or whether you're willing to take a stand for Christ and take a stand for the things of God and say, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay right here with Jesus. I want to have some elasticity in my life today. I want to have the ability to return to my original condition even after I have been tested and after I have been tried. You need to be able to trust even though you have been disappointed. Can I tell you today, if your faith don't spring back when it's tried, if your faith don't spring back when it's bent, if your faith don't spring back when it's stretched, it's not tempered enough. You haven't been through the fire enough. Come on, you haven't been through enough stuff yet to make you strong in Christ. Because let me tell you something, when you go through the fire, either it's going to strengthen you or it's going to crack you. I saw enough parts come out of that machine. Amen. We would inspect them with a black light and we would pour this liquid over them. And many of those parts, when they come through that fire, they would crack under the pressure. Can I tell you, God doesn't want you to crack under pressure. Can I tell you, God wants to create some elasticity in your life today. God wants to create some durability in your life today. God wants to create some strength in your life today. So what does he do? He gives you a fiery trial so you can go through, so you can see how good he is, so you can see he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you, but he'll go all the way with you. Clap your hands unto the Lord if that's doing you some good today. We need to have some elasticity in our life today. Amen. We need to be able to bounce back after we have been stretched out of our regular condition. Amen. God, listen, don't blame God for the trial today. You should thank God for the trial today. Because what is God doing? God is preparing you. God is strengthening you. God is making you more resilient than you were before. Many men are not able to spring back after a fall. Many men are not able to spring back after their mistakes. Many men are not able to spring back after they've been rejected or corrected because they have no elasticity in their faith. But can I tell you, your faith's going to be tried. Your faith is going to be tried. Huh? And not just life, not just the enemy, some of the mistakes you make on your own is going to try your faith. Huh? And sometimes we'll get stretched out of our normal condition. How many ever watched a rubber band when you stretch that thing? It gets skinny, it gets thin, and if it's old and it's brittle, it starts to crack, and if you don't watch it, it's going to snap you on your finger. But if a rubber band is in good condition, it has elasticity, you can stretch that thing as far as you want to go like this, and it returns right to its original condition. That's the way our faith has to be today. God wants us to have some elasticity in our faith today. He wants us to understand that sometimes life is going to stretch us out of a normal condition, and we're going to go through stuff, and we're going to be tried, but we need to be able to come right back to what we were. Amen. The Holy Ghost in your life will give you some elasticity. Many men are not able to bounce back after being rejected, corrected, fallen down. Amen. Can I tell you that God doesn't want you to bounce for some of you who came from the hood today? I'm about to bounce. About to bounce on out of here. God don't want you to bounce. God wants you to bounce back. I got 5 hand claps. I thought that was pretty good. God don't want you to bounce. God don't want you to throw in the towel. God don't want you to give up. He wants you to bounce back. He wants you to have some resiliency in your life today and in your faith today. The Holy Ghost will give you some elasticity. I mean, that's why the prophet Micah was able to say what he said. He said, "Rejoice not against me, O my enemy." Huh? "Rejoice not against me, oh my enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise." I shall arise. You know what he's saying? I'm gonna bounce back. You can give me all hell's got, but I'm going to bounce back. You can give me all hell's got, but I ain't going to throw in the towel. You can give me all hell's got, but I understand where my bread is buttered at. I understand where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes unto the hills, which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord today. I'm going to be resilient. I'm going to bounce back. I'm going to take the heat tree. I want to be strong. I want to be durable. I want to make it to heaven today. Come on. Come on. That's why the prophet was able to say, "Rejoice not against me, O my enemy, for when I fall, I shall arise." He said, "When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." Is when a man is right in his relationship with God, he can fall and get back up. When a man is right in his relationship with God, he can admit when he's wrong and he can say, "I'm sorry, God, forgive me." When a man is right in his relationship with God, he can be stretched to a point where he thinks he's going to break. But when the tension begins to let go, he can return right back to being faithful and being strong in Christ. Come on, come on. When something has elasticity, it's able to return to its normal state even after being distorted or after being stretched. Proverbs In the book of Proverbs, the wisest man to ever walk on the face of the earth, who was still an ignoramus compared to Jesus, the wisest man who ever walked the face of the earth, Solomon said, "For a just man falleth 7 times, but he rises up again." A just man falls 7 times, but he rises up again. What's he saying? You got to have some resiliency in Christ. You got to be able to stand being stretched sometimes. You got to be able to stand going through the fiery trials sometimes. But the wicked, they shall fall into mischief. We got to have some elasticity in our walk with God today. We got to have the ability to be distorted, to be stretched, to be pushed, to allow God to run us through some things. Come on, it's Father's Day today. And I'm a firm believer that men need to act like men. It's Father's Day. I still believe that men need to be strong today. I believe we need strong men in the house of God today. Come on, every man needs to endure hardness. Every man needs to learn some elasticity. Every man needs to understand your work is going to be tried with fire, and God's not trying to destroy you. God's trying to make you stronger. God's trying to make you better. Hallelujah. Paul said of the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes, save one. He said 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 time I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I spent in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the heathen, in perils of the city, in perils of the wilderness, in perils of the sea, in perils among false brethren. Paul said, in weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and in thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. He said, beside all of those things that I just mentioned to you, beside those things that are without, then I had on top of me that which cometh upon me daily. He said, I had the care of all the churches that I started. He said, who is weak? Am I not weak? Do I not get weak? He said, who is offended? He said, who is offended? Do I not burn not? But Paul went on to say, although I've been through all of this stuff, he said, none of these things move me. I learned to have some elasticity in my spirit and in my walk with God. I learned to have some elasticity in my faith in God. And I understood that even when I was being stretched, and even when I was going through some stuff, that sometime when the season was over and the tension began to release, I was going to come back to my normal condition. And God would still be faithful. And God would still be true. And God would still be my provider. And God would still make a way where there was no way. Amen. He said, none of these things move me. And he said, neither do I count my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify of the gospel and the grace of God. And I tell this body today, Paul was tempered. Paul went through the fire. Paul went through some stuff. Paul understood that he had to have elasticity in his walk with God. Come on, Paul. Paul had the ability to bounce back after his faith had been stretched. Can I tell you today that people are all kinds of messed up right now? People are all kinds of confused right now. People are all messed up about what they want to identify as. Can I tell you today, you don't need to worry about identifying as they or them or he or she or a dog or a cat. You need to identify as a rubber band today. You need to identify as something that no matter how far you get stretched, you're going to bounce right back where you came from. You're not going nowhere. You need to be like a Timex today. You're going to take a licking and you're going to keep on ticking. We need to be like a rubber band today. We need to have some resiliency today. We need to have the boldness of the Holy Ghost today. We need to have enough trust in God today to know that no matter how far we get stretched, God's still going to be the same God. He's still going to be a way maker. Come on, can I tell you today, He wants a resilient people. We serve a resilient God, and he wants a resilient people. He don't want a compromising people. Our Lord and Savior, even Jesus himself. Come on, even Jesus himself. I'm going to tell you, that man was tempered. In his flesh, that man was tempered. Paul made up his mind he was going to be a man of elasticity. Jesus made up in his mind he was going to be a man of elasticity. Jesus was beaten. Jesus was crowned with a crown of thorns placed upon his head. He was nailed to an old rugged cross. He suffered and he died. But can I tell you, he sprang back. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. He wasn't going to stay where he was at. And I come to tell you today, you might be being stressed right now, but it's not going to stay that way. Have some resiliency. Have some elasticity. The Lord is going to show up and the Lord is going to give you free. Freedom today from what you're going through. Paul had elasticity. He had the ability to spring back. Jesus had the ability to spring back. Come on, our God is a resilient God today, and he expects a resilient people. Your walk with God's not going to be a walk in the park. Come on. You can go to a mega church today. You can hear a prosperity message. They can tell you everything's always going to be wonderful. But here in this church, you need to understand the forces of hell are against you. You need to understand your face going to be tried by fire. You need to understand that sometimes you're going to be stretched and you're going to be distorted and you're going to be pulled in an uncomfortable place. But the Lord wants you to be like a rubber band. The Lord wants you to identify as a rubber band. The Lord wants you to know, don't give up when you're being stretched. Don't throw in the towel when you're being stretched. When you're being distorted and you're going through some stuff, just understand that the tension will be relieved. I will show up in the nick of time. Can I tell this body today, once a man is tempered, the Lord will help him to become self-disciplined. You want to know why people don't have self-discipline? Because they ain't tempered enough. They ain't been through enough stuff. We get all worked up about God allowing us to go through stuff. But we don't understand the Lord is tempering us. The Lord is allowing us to go through the heat treat. The Lord is allowing things to get hot in our life. And then it'll come a quenching and a cooling off. And then it'll come a hardening. Then will come a strengthening. Then will come a durability. Then will come a resiliency. Then will come an elasticity that will cause you to be able to stand when you go through stuff in your life. Can I tell you, God allows us to go through the fire. Amen. So that we can be tempered. And when a man is tempered, he becomes self-disciplined. When a man is tempered, he develops self-control. He understands the value of self-restraint. Once a man is tempered, his talk changes. Once a man is tempered, his attitude changes. Once a man is tempered, his love changes. Once a man is tempered, his view of things changes. Can I tell you, we need to be tempered today. Can I tell you, we need the fiery trial more than we realize we need the fiery trial today. Because we need these things in our life. Once a man is tempered, he can gain the endurance and the stamina to go the distance. How many want to go the distance today? I didn't start this thing, Sister Diane, to not finish. I didn't start this thing. I have watched too many times with my own eyes people start this walk with God, and I have seen people give up just before the Lord began to move. I didn't start to not finish. I didn't start to turn back now. I have no intention on going back to Egypt. I have no intention on turning my back on God. I want to have elasticity in my walk with God. I want to have resiliency in my walk with God. I want God to temper me today and to make me what he wants me to be. When you watch, amen, fire, when you watch how that steel's placed in that fire, it becomes shapeable. How many want to be shapeable in the Lord's hands today? You ain't never going to be shapeable if you don't allow the Lord to put you through the fire. You're never going to be able to be something that is shapeable and moldable in His hands if you don't allow God to put you through the fire. Once a man is tempered, his life changes, his attitude changes, his dress changes, the way he acts, the way he talks changes. He becomes like an old Timex. He takes a lick and then he just keeps on ticking. I don't know about you, but I want to make it. I don't know about you, but I don't want to give up. I don't want to turn back. We need men to be men. You fathers, hear me today. We need men who are willing to go through the fire today. We need men who are willing to be tempered today. We need men who are willing to receive the elasticity that God wants to put in your life today. We need men who will be like rubber bands today and can be stretched and distorted out of their place, but return right back to where they were and be strong and mighty in Christ. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. The Lord told Moses. The Lord told Moses to give instructions to Aaron and his sons. Aaron and his sons were the priests under the law. As Moses led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, the Lord gave instructions to Moses to give to Aaron and to his sons. This is what he told them. Moses told Aaron and his sons, who were the priests, the keepers of the temple. He said, there's one thing you got to know. He said, don't you ever let the fire burn out. Don't you ever let the fire go out. May there ever be burning in the house of the Lord, a fire. Don't you ever, Moses, you give these instructions to Aaron. You tell Aaron and you tell his sons that they must never let the fire go out. The fire shall ever be burning. It shall never go out in the house of the Lord. You see, in old times, the blacksmith, he used to use a fire pit. And he would heat the steel that he would place inside of the fire pit to the point, just like that heat treat, where that steel would get glowing red. How many have ever seen that? That steel will get glowing red. And it's then that the blacksmith was able to take the hammer and the anvil, and he began to shape the steel into the tool that he could use in his hands. Moses gave the instructions to Aaron that there was never to be a fire go out in the house of the Lord. Can I tell this church today that the altars in this church, the altars in every man's house in this church, come on, you must continually have a fire burning. So when you place yourselves up on that altar, all of the impurities can be burned out. And you can be refined by the fire. You can be moldable. You can be shapeable. You can be clay in the potter's hands. If you're willing to lay yourself up on an altar of fire. If you're willing to go through the fiery trial. Amen. That you think is so bad and you think it's going to just destroy you. God's saying it's not going to destroy you. It's going to purify you. It's going to consecrate you. It's going to help you. It's going to make you stronger. It's going to make you more durable than you were before. Can I tell you, when the fire of the Holy Ghost tempers a man, it's easy to shape him into what God wants him to be. But you can't do it without the fire. So don't ever let nobody tell you you don't need the Spirit of God, because you ain't shaping nothing without fire. You ain't shaping nothing until it first goes in the furnace, until it's heated to the place where it's willing to conform, until it's reached the place and it's reached the temperature that it can be shaped and it can be molded. A man man needs to be tempered by the Holy Ghost. When a man has the fire of the Holy Ghost burning in his soul, it's easy to shape him. It's easy to mold him. But when you're living your life according to your own will, and the Spirit of God is not in you burning like a fire shut up in your soul, you will not be shaped. You will not be shaped. It takes the fire of the Holy Ghost to shape you and to make you into what God wants you to be. Can I tell this church today that men need to be tough? Men need to be resilient. Come on, Job lost it all, the Bible says, but he bounced back. He didn't listen to his wife when she told him to throw in the towel. You know why? Because he was a man. He was God's man. He was a man that loved God with everything inside of him. And when all hell assailed him and he lost everything that he had, he was like a rubber band that was stretched out of its place. But he said, I'm not going to turn my back on God. And eventually, the Lord brought him right back where he was, and the Lord gave him twice what he had before. Can I tell you? Can I tell you today? That Jonah messed up. The Lord told him to go to Nineveh, but he wanted to do his own thing. So he went to Joppa. He messed up. Can I tell you, he messed up, but he bounced back. He bounced back, and the voice of God spoke through him, and he ran to that great city, and he cried for the deliverance of that city. Can I tell you, men need to be tough today. Men need to be resilient today. Men need to be like a rubber band today. You need to be something that can be stretched out of its place. But you know that God is never going to give up on you. David fell down, but he bounced back. He made some mistakes, but he bounced back. He didn't throw in the towel. He didn't blame it on God. He didn't blame it on his brothers and sisters in Christ. David messed up, and you know what he did? He fell down on his face. He repented before God, and he said, God, I messed up, and I need you to help me. He was like a rubber band. He bounced back. God wants us to be like a rubber band today. What you're going through, what you have been through, what you will yet to go through, it does not have to destroy you. You are a tough people. You are a resilient people. You are the people that have been filled with the Spirit of the living God. You can reach a place of distortion that will not break you. Just understand that God will return you to your normal place. As long as you got some elasticity in your walk with God, God wants a man who is committed. Can I tell you today, sometimes our trials are to test us to see if we will crack. Sometimes our trials are to test us to see just how far we're willing to go and still keep our eyes on Jesus. God wants a man who's committed. God wants a man who'll love his wife as Christ loved his church. God wants a man who's willing to be tempered, who's willing to be tried, who's willing to say when he's wrong and ask for forgiveness. God wants a man who will bounce back. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do something a little different today. I want every man in this church to come to the front of this church, and I want you to line across the front of this church. Come on, men. Come on, men. I want you to come up here to the front of this church. Now, I want you women and children, I want you to come up here, and I want you to find the man that's in your life. And I want you to get behind them. Listen, if you don't have a man in your life, if your father's not here, if your husband's not here, I want you, everybody can pray. I want you to just pick some people to pray for. But let me tell you something. If we're going to be a strong church, we got to have strong men. If we're going to be a strong church, we got to have strong families. If we got to have men that's willing to be destroyed.